Dear friends, in many ways, 2025 was about naming hard truths clearly while deepening our commitment to the people most impacted by them. Across the country, we saw unmistakable signs of strain and failure in our systems. Too many people remain incarcerated who do not need to be, with limited access to meaningful second look opportunities, clemency, or compassionate release. Prisons are dangerously understaffed, contributing to extended lockdowns, neglect, and abuse, conditions that are devastating not only to those incarcerated, but to the families who, in many respects, serve the sentence alongside them. The human toll cannot be overstated. Excessive sentencing and harmful prison conditions reshape entire families and communities, often for a lifetime. At the same time, our work felt more urgently needed than ever. In 2025, we experienced a meaningful increase in engagement from our families, more stories shared, more outreach for help, and more trust placed in FAM as a steady, credible, and nonpartisan advocacy leader in an uncertain political climate. That growth wasn't abstract. It was personal, reinforcing why centering families and the lived experiences of those impacted by both crime and incarceration remains core to our mission. We carried their voices into every aspect of our federal and state advocacy. Looking ahead, 2026 represents both momentum and meaning. As we enter our 35th year, FAM is not simply responding to crisis. We are building a lasting legacy of reform, accountability, and humanity. Our focus will be on driving forward strategic sentencing reform, expanding second look opportunities and release pathways while safeguarding against mandatory minimums and other policies that undermine proportionality. Elevating survivor-informed second look advocacy, ensuring that sentencing reform and release decisions meaningfully incorporate the voices and lived experiences of those most directly harmed. Stronger prison oversight and transparency, ensuring accountability in facilities facing chronic understaffing, prolonged lockdowns, and unsafe conditions. Policies that recognize redemption, dignity, and public safety as compatible, not competing values. In a political climate marked by uncertainty and polarization, FAM's role as a steady, nonpartisan, family-centered voice is essential. The work is harder, the stakes are higher, and the need is clearer. But so too is our purpose.